The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. And in a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There was once a dying nun. She was on her bed dying, and so she was also the superior of the convent. And as she lay there dying, the good sisters came around her bed, and they were talking to her, trying to make her comfortable and allowing her to die in peace. But the good mother, she twist and she turn, and she seemed very restless. So one of the nuns said, "Let us get mother some milk." So they brought the milk for mother, and they tried to get her to drink some warm milk. And mother twist and she turned her face, and she didn't want her to drink any milk. There was a sister who had just joined the convent, and she said, "Give me that milk." And she went into the kitchen and she got some brandy and she put some in the milk, and she came out with all the other nuns going, she said, "Give this to mother." And so mother turned her head, and she turned her head, and the sister tried to force mother drink some milk, and mother come touch that milk. And mother began to drink, and she drank, and she drank all the milk. So everyone was so happy to see mother drinking that milk. And then mother called the other superior in charge, and she whispered something to her. So everybody was like, "What did mother say? What did mother say? What was mother's words of wisdom? What was her parting words?" And the superior said, "Mother said, you see that cow? Buy that cow." But I just wanted to make you smile, Sharon. So as we gather this morning, with all the masks on, it's very difficult to know who is who. So I'm seeing some strange faces this morning, and I'm afraid to say names because I don't know if that is the person. Everybody, you all know if Sherry's here? Sherry, is Sherry here? Okay, all right, okay, she is here. So I saw her. And so while in the gym, I saw someone at the door. And now everybody's wearing masks. So I was moved to go and open the door. Because sometimes when you go to swipe your card, it's very difficult. So I went, a goodly, nice person, nice priest, helpful priest. I went to the door to open. And the young lady said, no, no, you don't need to open the door for me. I'm on the phone. I said, okay. So my gym buddy said, that good for you, that good for you. Another call name. So I came back exercising, and the young lady came in, and she said, good morning. My gym buddy recognized her and called up something like chef or cook or something. I think I was still good that she didn't want me to open the door for her. But she said to me while we were exercising, Sam, I said, excuse me, you are Sam? I said, no, I'm not Sam. But you know, it's so interesting that we all wear masks, but you really don't know people's identity. And it, depending on the mask they are wearing, it's very difficult to know their identity. As we gather together as church, I think one of the things every human being is afraid of, or maybe is terrified of the thought of dying alone or being alone. You hear that? A lot of people say, you know, I don't want to die alone. You know, I've given my mother permission to get married. And she said, son, no, no, I don't want to get married. I said, listen, you know, you just never know, you might meet a rich gentleman that will take care of you and take care of your free son. The thought of being alone, the thought of being alone, despite, you know, whatever happens, we want to be surrounded by friends or family or loved ones. You want to know that there are people around you that care for you. You want to know that there are people that are around you that love you. And so even though, you know, there is a term of an introverted person loves their company. They love being by themselves. And even though you are an introverted person, you still like company. It is saying that a man is not an island. What that simply means, we are created by a Trinitarian God. Three persons, one God. And we are created, Vera, for relationship. That's right. We are created for each other. That in a true sense, I need you and you need me. We need each other. And so we can't go around thinking, I don't need you. Yes, you need me. And I need you. And together, we can create something beautiful for God. Jesus is leaving his disciples. And the words that Jesus is speaking to them is very important. He is saying to them, if you love me, you will do what? So he's not going to say that you love me, but if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And my Father will come to you. And he will give you another advocate to be with you always. So, think about that for a moment. Every human being wants to know that your wife has your back. Men? Is that true?
Yeah.
Every wife wants to know her husband has her back. Isn't that true?
Amen. What are you
laughing? Every priest wants to know that their congregation have their back.
Amen.
Yeah. prayed for you, Ronald, that you will complete your college, that you will be successful. The joy of knowing that there are people, whether it be your supervisor, whether it be that neighbor, whether it be that aunt, whether it be that godmother, whether it be that priest, that deacon, they're saying to you, I got you. I got you. Now, Jesus is walking with his disciples. He's walking with them. Jesus is the first advocate. Now, an advocate is someone who does what? The advocate is someone who does what on your behalf?
Works on your behalf.
Works
on your behalf.
That's right. Works on your behalf. Speaks on your behalf. Defends you. I got you. I got you. Fights. On your behalf. Represents you in the fullest that you can. My God got this. Trust me. He got me. And that's what Jesus did. He's the first advocate. But now he's leaving. He's leaving and he's saying to them that the Father and I will send you another advocate, the second advocate, and that is the Holy Spirit. And that second advocate is going to be with you, be inside of you, to strengthen you, to defend you, to protect you. We look at the news. And the testimonies, the stories that I share, I cringe every time I hear it when relatives say on or in the media that my mother died alone. And that I grieve to the fact that I wasn't there to hold her hand or to rub her head. And so the whole talk. Or you've heard that some people who had the coronavirus, that they said goodbye, FaceTime, to their loved ones. That there was no physical contact. And I know that has to be a very painful and severe experience. That I want to be there with my mother, or I want to be there with my son, or I want to be there with my daughter, and I was robbed of that opportunity. Now, it's very important for us to know, church, that despite what is happening around us, that the advocate is with us. That even though you might seem alone, you're not alone. Yeah. That God is with you, and he's fighting for you, and he is defending you, and he's giving you strength, and his promises are true, that he will be with us until the end of time, and we need not fear. All we need to do is to trust him. Now, that calls for a level of faith, that we can believe without doubting that God is true to his word, and if he says that he is with us, he is with us. That despite whatever I am facing right now, with my health, in my marriage, financially, God is with me. Amen. And this too shall pass. Yes. Better days are coming. Why? Yes. Because the Godhead is with me. That I am more than a conqueror. That I am not a wimp. I am somebody that is loved by God. And God continues to walk with me. Now, knowing that is one thing, but living it is something else. That you and I need to show God we love God. And if we say that we love God, we will do what? We will keep what?
His commandments.
His commandments. That's right. So he said, if you love me, you won't just go around saying you love me, but you will prove that you love me, and in loving me, you will keep my commandments. You will do what is right. You will do what I tell you. You will be obedient to me, and it wouldn't be like a duty, but it will be out of love. That God calls all of us into a love relationship. And that relationship, church, has to happen now. I don't know what you're thinking, I don't know what you're going through, but I'm saying that the world is in a place where it is making you think. It is making you think of the shortness of life. It is making you think of the reality of dying. It is making you think about the things in your life that is important. And at the end of this life, you see what is truly important is God. It's our relationship with God. Because the powers that be, they are not even understanding completely of what this coronavirus really is. And so what we have to learn to do is to put our trust in God. Take all measures necessary to be safe. Protect yourself, but at the end of the day, put your life in the hand of God. And every morning you wake up, thank God for keeping you safe. Do what is necessary. Spend time daily in prayer and continue seeking the face of God. Jesus is leaving. And next weekend, we will celebrate the Feast of the Ascension. The following weekend, we are going to be celebrating Pentecost. And so again, the church in her wisdom has given us feasts and opportunities day by day so that we can grow deeper in our faith. That we can really come to love Jesus. And all we have to do, church, is to open our hearts and to allow the Spirit of God to lead us. Because with God, there is no accidents. God do not make mistakes. The time we are living in is a very serious time. God has allowed this time to happen to us in my lifetime, in your lifetime, for a reason. Allow this time, this pandemic that the world is facing, allow it to push us closer to God, not away from Him. Allow this time that we are living in to increase our faith, that we will believe that God is able to do what He said He can do. Allow this time that we're living in not to allow us to be crippled by fear, but to understand that with God all things are possible, and that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Spend time in this time, church, reading the Word of God, standing on the promises of God, because it's only in God's Word we'll be given the strength that we need to survive this time.